Weapons. Go ahead and
secure a weapon.
11 soldiers are preparing for the ultimate stress test as combat lifesavers, armed with rifles, first aid kits, and 3 days of classroom instruction. They have no idea what awaits them on the other side of this door.
Go, 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 go.
There has been a suicide bombing, and the battlefield is active. Through the darkness and smoke, the first responders rush to help downed Americans. Mike Toole is an instructor with the Medical Simulation Training Center.
They're following a MARCH algorithm, which treats massive hemorrhage, any airway deficiencies, respirations, circulation, make sure they have a pulse, and then a hypothermia, so they'll make sure to try to keep them as warm as possible as well.
A control room operator keeps the exercise chaotic with a sound of disorienting urgency. The mangled bodies on the floor are robotic mannequins that move and breathe. There's a pool of blood where one lifelike soldier has lost both legs. The bleeding won't stop until tourniquets are properly applied. One of the wounded is an anatomically correct woman.
Most of the time, soldiers come here not expecting to see a female on the battlefield that's been a casualty. So not to be shy about it, that, hey, they're a soldier too, that we've got to take care of them. So
they didn't know that before they came in?
No.
Since opening last year, about 1,200 men and women have been trained here, including Army medics and Navy corpsmen. This group of National Guard and Reserve soldiers is graduating from the Combat Lifesavers course. They're not medics per se, but are qualified first responders who can stabilize patients until help arrives.
I would have to say the whole thing kind of surprised me, just going in and it was instantly there.
Staff Sergeant Steve Simmons is from Prairie City.
We had one that was kind of DOA already when we got there, and that's just one of those life lessons, you know. Trying not to get tunnel vision, because we know these are going to be our buddies, and trying not to get that tunnel vision and being able to save other lives. So out of the four that we did treat, yeah, they all survived.
Rachel Gephardt is a sergeant first class from Red Oak.
Part of me enjoys going through training like this, you know, in the CPR classes and things like that, just because, you know, I don't want to be useless if I walk up on something, you know, or if I see a car accident, or if I see something, I want to be able to help people, you know, live if that's what I can do.
Instructor Mike Toole is also a medic.
They are lifesavers. That's the title of the course. They're combat lifesavers. You know, you're looking anywhere from 20 minutes to hours before the medical assets get there.
Hey, buddy, can you wake up? Can you hear me? You keep running on the floor, okay?
So far, the Medic Training Center focuses on severe trauma and combat injuries. But if necessary, instruction could be expanded to include things like Ebola as the U.S. military is deployed to new hotspots around the world. At Camp Dodge, I'm Rick Fredrickson, Iowa Public Radio News.